All right, everyone. Stream County Board of County Commissioners will reconvene. We continue on with the tentative budget hearings. Mr. Gallagher.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The Equipment Acquisition Special Revenue Fund is primarily used for the purchase applications within Story County. Revenue comes from ad valorem. We are anticipating about $274,000 in revenue, although this could change. And we're looking at expending about $459,000. The remaining fund balances is enough to handle this. And in most cases, even though it is anticipated, it does not mean that we're going to spend it. Commissioner's department increased less than 0.5% due to reassignment of duties and responsibilities that have gone to other departments. The administrative department has increased a little over 7% due to salary reclassifications and the addition of adverse relation and professional services. This addition, I know that Mr. Osborne and his staff have done their, as we increase in size, there's also those complaints that we get. We're going to try and find a number to this. We have always been of the opinion that if a certain department gets themselves in trouble, they're going to experience the expense for that. These are all a bunch of ancillary things that Austin and his staff spend a tremendous amount of time for, and we'd like to put. And these are outside services that we would like to put a number to. Health services budget remains about the same with the amounts given to MAABD, Health Protection, Child Protective Services, and Youth Placement. Now, MAABD I looked that up, and it is a means tested that there are several criteria for people who could get up to 3 months of help for any of those people that need it, and this is again directed by the state, and so consequently, but if it falls within our county, we need to pay for that. Planning department anticipates increases of about 55% over last year's budget to the addition of the senior planner and increases in professional services. Austin and his staff have been, as we can see by the by all planning commission meetings, all of the code, all of the things that happen. The addition of a senior planner in Austin's mind is needed. I don't disagree with that at all. The professional services include Highlands groundwater of about $26,000. Mark Twain flood mitigation of $15,000, a floodplain ordinance update of about $12,000, GIS information services of $5,000, and general site plan consultation or combining those of about $5,000. The Indigent Medical Special Revenue Fund was created by Resolution 97-26 in September 1997 under the direction of NRS 428, Indigent Persons. Revenue is received from a 1% tax rate in ad valorem and centrally assessed taxes. Indigent Accident is a special revenue fund directive by NRS 244-160. And states that the Board of County Commissioners shall have power and jurisdiction in their respective counties to take care of and provide for the indigent sick of the county in such a manner only as is or may be provided by law. We anticipate about $80,000 in revenue coming in and possibly $73,000 going out. Capital projects. When it was decided to look at countywide projects throughout through either infrastructure or capital outlay, a list of possible projects was assembled. That list totaled roughly about $7 million in potential projects. It has been suggested that these items that fall out of the infrastructure plan, which we still have today, it would be picked up and allocated by general funds transfers to capital project, to this special capital project fund. Revenue infused into this fund right now comes from contributions from Tesla for the Quint fire ladder, which is about $93,000 a quarter.
A year.
Yeah. And we will anticipate that may go down, and I'll let Pat take the lead on that one.
I'm sorry, what part?
Do you want to expound on that one?
On the ladder?
Because it may go down.
It'll never go down. The question becomes sometimes who makes those payments. There's
right.
a provision in our agreement
tied
to the height of buildings, and we're
right.
currently working through what the definition of height is, if it's roof height or parapet height or what. But it'll stay the same. That would not be impacted by negotiations, I guess, would be my answer.
The infrastructure special revenue fund was created through NRS 377B, and it provides for funds from a one-quarter sales tax, option sales tax, for which expenditures are allowed under 377. The plan has been finalized and has still been working through. As of this year, there have been no expenditures for the capital or for the infrastructure fund, for which I'll probably recommend before the year end that we take a look at that that plan and maybe either redirect or add a few more items to it. We expect about $325,000 in revenue. We can, at this point in time, expend about $1.5 million in expenditures. The Stabilization Special Revenue Fund was created by Resolution 6.2-8218 on May 4th of 2006. Revenues are derived from transfers from the general fund, and expenditures follow NRS 354 guidelines, and the balance of the fund must not exceed 10% of the expenditures from the general fund for the previous year. If we were to do that now, this fund balance would be $1 million. We are trying to implement at least a schedule to where we can get some of that stabilization fund increased through this next fiscal year cycle. Tri-Payback Special Revenue Fund was created by resolution number 9279 in May of 2009 for the purpose of dedicating funds collected from the park, the industrial park, to pay back our public-private partner. As of this date, we owe about $41 million of this. There's a stipulation agreement that we are looking to adjust in the near future. But along with the tremendous, the ad valorem and the revenue that comes from the industrial park, we felt it prudent to take those funds that receive benefit from those revenues and have them incorporated also in the expense back to our public-private partnership. The VC Rail Project is currently operating under Resolution 11-322, dated April 5, 2011. There is a possible recall in 2019, for which we are looking to possibly eliminate the amounts from this fund. State and federal grants are probably below where they were last year. We're anticipating $75,000, unless Sherry could give me a crystal ball figure, and extending about the same amount. Virginia City Tourism Commission is expected to increase its revenue by about $96,500 over last year, primarily due to the room tax increases in the industrial park and also the tourism sales tax option tax. Expenses are budgeted to increase about $70,000 due to increases in professional fees, marketing, and capital outlay. Our new addition is Piper's Opera House. Piper's Opera House was created, that resolution was created this year. It is recommended, they're expecting revenues of $146,000, roughly expenditures of $250,000, which we have to work on. The Community Relations Department effectively gave them a stipend through all the prior years. We are looking forward to transferring some money into the budget to from the general account to make this budget whole. Mr. Chairman, that is my comments on everything except for the Sheriff's Department. If you would like to have public comment at that time.
Great. Thanks, Mr. Gallagher. Commissioners, have any more questions on any of these budgets that we've already gone over? Okay. How about if we open up for public comment? Anything under the general? Ms. Bart.
Nicole Bart, Story County resident. Just a couple questions, and the obvious one is revenues have been flat by and large the last several years. And by flat, 2%, 3% increase is flat. Yet our expenses have been increasing double digits over the same amount of time. And although I didn't total, nor is it totaled in the packet, what the revenue, what the expense, the total expenses are and what that percent is increased over last year, my guess by just looking at the numbers is we're looking at a potential 30% increase in expenses-ish. Is that correct, Hugh? Regardless of the number, if our revenues continue to be flat and our expenses continue to increase over time, and you've got enough data points now with the last 4 and 5 years to plot what those lines look like, how can you continue on this path? If the revenues aren't going to show up and you're spending money that you don't have, expecting money to show up, that's a disaster. What are you doing to mitigate that disaster? Either your revenues are going to need to increase significantly soon, or you're going to have to cut expenses significantly, maybe sooner. Hugh?
This is the first time that we've had a problem recognizing revenue within the. We've always been pretty much assured. The Tesla reimbursement plan is a big part of this. It's about 1.59. And the other side is that the getting the code back up to a current code for property valuations for building permit and plan reviews, I think, is essential.
I don't know what that means.
Well, that will increase the revenue, I think, substantially. I don't want to project a number because I don't know what it is. I can only go on what our value is going to be at the fiscal year end starting July 1st, 2018, with that in mind. Tesla may or may not be, that contract may not be complete. All right. So the question before the board, what I need to do is we either budget for that at anticipating the increase, but if it doesn't happen, it doesn't mean we spend the money. So that means that there will be additional probably cuts in budgets or funds just not being appropriated due to the fact that we don't have the revenue to do that.
But have your departments plan for that second scenario. I don't see that in these numbers.
We're going to work. I anticipate meeting with each and every department after this meeting today, between now and the final, to find out where exactly we go for Plan B.
Okay, because there are two things that have got to happen. One is, you look at the platter that you've built, the work platter, and you prioritize the work on that platter, and you draw a line that says, for $1 million, you get this much work. For $1.5 million, you get this much work. Okay, so depending on my budget, I've got to know what it is that I can produce. So the workload on these for each department needs to go down if you're going to decrease their budget. So you've got to have conversations on, so what aren't we going to do, not just reduce their numbers?
Well, workload has not gone down. It has significantly increased.
You can't reduce a budget without taking work off the platter.
And there lies a situation that we need to resolve, okay?
Okay, so between now and the first meeting in May, will you have renegotiated the Tesla contract for us, for Hugh then to know with certainty what that revenue is going to be?
I can't answer that with any certainty. The last contract, last negotiations took over a year. So there's no way for me to crystal ball it and say, yes, it'll be done or no, it won't. Tesla's been notified we want to talk.
So, Hugh, if you don't have that number, do we submit a deficit budget to taxation?
Do a couple of different things, okay? We can define a budget that says we're not going to get a penny more from Tesla, okay? That's a possibility.
That's prudent.
Okay?
Yeah.
Yeah. Or we devise a budget that says that we anticipate that we are going to get this within this next fiscal year, but if we don't, that doesn't mean we're spending the money. You know, we've always been in situations where we've had a budget. If we have ever had a negative budget, we have never had a negative actual.
But you've augmented it. You go through augmentation, don't you? Pull it out of your general fund cash pile and plug it in at the end of the year when you're coming in over?
No. Augmentations is an accounting process to get our numbers close to what the appropriations are. The Department of Taxation, State of Nevada, have given us that tool, and that's what we use.
Okay, well, my question is to register an alarm, that I've been watching, and every year I come up and I say the same stuff. How are you projecting? If you project your revenues forward and do it annually, it helps you come up with what your right expense number is.
Yes.
And to the extent that I've never seen and I have asked for revenue projections to understand how you're coming up with thinking that these types of expenses are okay, I don't know. We're looking at potential cutbacks and layoffs based on what I see today. I don't spend money I don't have. You don't have the Tesla money. Your expenses are going like this, and your revenues are doing this. It's going to cross a line here. It's crossed the line this year. Those lines have crossed this year. Okay. So my last question on this is, well, I've got two more. Recently, Tesla has no money, as always, has put bonds out. Those bonds are now rated junk because there are issues financially with Tesla. There was a recent article, actually, there were several articles talking about, so where's Tesla going to get this money? One, they can shut the Gigafactory down. Two, they can mortgage that Gigafactory. My question to Pat is, in negotiating with Tesla, if they don't come to the table with money, what's our recourse to get them to at least pay for what we've already committed on their behalf?
Well, we bill them quarterly in advance, if that's your question.
So we get that money?
Yes.
So we've got cash there. Okay, so we're doing okay there. So the contract is going to be going forward, right?
I guess I'm lost in your question. I don't know what...
We're even on what they owe us today.
We're ahead right now.
We're ahead, okay. And the contract you're negotiating is for going forward.
From July 1st, 19 through July 1st.
All right, so we'll always be one quarter forward, so if something happens, we've got that money. Okay, that's a good thing. Then the last question is, Hugh, I think you mentioned when you were talking about the road revenues, that the road budget, that the revenues were going to be going up because of gas tax. Is that because we've got more gas stations or because the actual gas tax in Story County is going to go up?
Gas tax, yes, distributed by the department of taxation because of the fuel that's out there in the industrial.
Okay, so it's, we're selling more fuel, more gas stations, et cetera. Okay, thank you.
Mr. Thompson.
Mr. Chairman, my time's up.
Yeah.
Thank
you're,
you.
You're,
I think a member of the audience may have set that up. Mr. Chairman, commissioners, Mr. County Manager, Mr. Comptroller, Madam DA, Chris Thompson, Project Manager, Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. With all the gloom and doom talk about Tesla, I think it's important to keep in mind on these numbers and on the negotiation with them, that as of this morning, at least the last I checked, the Tesla stock price was still about $255 to $260 a share, compared to GM, Chrysler, and Ford, which are down in the $20 to $30 a share range. The market cap, that is the market value of the Tesla stock, as of this morning, was still about $44 billion, and I think that's compared to $48 billion of GM. So there's no run on the market for Tesla. They still have the ability to get, with that kind of share price, they've got all kinds of ability to access cash should they need it. They're not going anywhere. The company is going to do fine, and they are doing fine here and elsewhere. Just you look at the financial numbers, and there's no doubt. I'd like to just address briefly Mr. Gallagher. Sir, are your numbers pretty much, you start out with a conservative view on your numbers when you prepare these, is that right?
Conservative on all revenue numbers?
Yes, sir.
And a lot of it, to answer Nicole's question, if we could have gotten good numbers from the Department of Taxation in February to make this thing easy. However, the problem that reason we can't is because the assessors on personal property valuations need to bill. They're always a year behind. So we really don't have, we won't get a real solid number probably until a week before final.
And do you have you've got a system set up, do you now, where you can adjust your budget during the year at your quarterly budget performance reviews, is that right?
Yeah.
Could you talk about that a little bit?
Once the budget is set, okay, and if there is a problem somewhere online, we don't spend the money. We've never had to spend the money. We've been very conservative in our expense approach, and rely on, we figure that this is conservatively what we're going to get for income, and we spend that appropriately in all areas. So what you get is not what you're going to spend.
So if some major disaster occurs 6 months into the budget year, at these quarterly reviews, do you have the ability to react and get the departments to react to that new set of circumstances?
We would react monthly, actually.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Ms. Thompson. All right. Continuing on, we have public comment. Could you put your arm up again? You have more questions? You're going to have to make it brief because we don't usually do the do-over around here, but it is budgetary. And keep in mind, this is a tentative budgetary.
I understand it. To Mr. Thompson's, Nicole Bard, to Mr. Thompson's point, money you're paying for computers and stuff like that, you can stop shopping and stop spending immediately. When you're hiring people, much harder to do.
But the county has shown that it can do that. And they've had to
okay,
do it
just... Just saying, when it comes to hiring people, that's way harder to do.
We understand. Thank you. Continuing on, any other public comment regarding to any of the budget items that Mr. Geller has brought forth?
I'm going to just chime in here as kind of quasi-public. I think particularly Hugh and Jennifer have done an outstanding job, and I think carrying the approach on with, as he mentioned, specifically answering a question from Mr. Thompson, ultra-conservative numbers on revenue projections. As he mentioned before, there are two, I would call them huge wild cards, that may or may not clarify themselves before the final budget, one being Tesla, the other would be adopting
code that we need to do. But that's a process. You got to go through ordinance and everything. On the other side, he's been, he obviously can never find the right word to say ultra-liberal or ultra whatever in his expenses, their expenses, excuse me, Jenna, you've got a huge part of this budget. I would tell you that medical benefits, I believe, we're probably 50% over budget from where we pretty darn sure we're going to hand you here in a month or so and say, would you approve this? Austin referred to that in his staff report today. That's a big, big ticket item. A couple other things to keep in mind, and I want to be careful with this, but we can say we go through this with flat revenues and increasing expenses, but if you really look, you know, at money in the bank, money that's in that account, year-end general fund balance 2015-16, $8.6 million. Year-end 2016-17, audited, $10.3 million. Year-end forecast for the current year, $10.4 million. And you take all those ultra-conservative and ultra-whatever the other side of it is, and you come back in, we'll still have $8.4 million in the bank if we went with this budget today, which none of us are advocating. So this is a very sound budget, in particular at the tentative phase when taxation hasn't weighed in. And I applaud the team. I especially applaud, I mean, Austin's had a big part of it. Jesse has. But I especially applaud Hugh and Jen, who have held many of their department head meetings in my office, in my presence, not necessarily with me participating, except chiming in from the chief seats. And I got to tell you, people are walking out, I'm not going to say happy, because there's some grinding going on, but I'm also going to say there's been none of that antagonistic feeling that I've sensed in the past where it's the jerks from the comptroller's office as opposed to, you know, whether it's the assessor, IT, communications, the sheriff, me. So I think you guys have done a very good job, and I know you'll continue to work at it, not only between now and the final or finals, but also throughout the year. So congratulations.
Thanks, Brian.
I think we're pretty much at the same point that we have been for the last six tentative budget hearings that I've sat through. We're always at this point, and it takes a month to go ahead and put it in line. As Mr. Gallers pointed out, you know, with the audit on the personal property that'll be done on our large and big box businesses, we can probably look forward to a little bit of additional revenue coming in on those sides of the things. Plus, with the growth in the industrial part, not every business that's being built and goes into operation out there is tax abated. So as more of these businesses go online, we can look for a bump in ad valorem coming in on that side too. So there are positive notes. I mean, don't follow the stock market to think that that's the way the economy is right now. But I think it's looking pretty promising for Story County.
And don't believe the pundits. I mean, you know, I follow a lot of news dealing with Tesla in Nevada. And I would tell you right now, for every bad thing you see a good thing out there too, as far as measures that they're taking, new products that they're going through that are undoubtedly, I wish Gary was still here. We're actually, as we negotiate, we have to be careful that we understand as much as we can about where their next set of plans are. Are they going to be manufacturing or assembling vehicles, you know, on the Nevada side? They don't have room in Fremont. I've been there. So they're definitely a very, very, very important company to us. But we also have Google. We also have Switch. We also have blockchains now, whatever that would be.
Yeah, we do. And all the small companies, too, like Zulily.
Yep.
And PetSmart. And Walmart. All right. Any additional public comment regarding the tentative budget? Okay. Then if I can get a motion to approve the tentative budget for all, we've already approved 474 fire, water and sewer. So this would be everything else in the general except for the sheriff's budget.
I'll make a motion to approve the filing of the 2018-19 Story County General Funds tentative budget other than the Sheriff's Department to the Department of Taxation.
I'll second the motion.
If I may, can you help me out here?
You.
I think we're actually approving more than just the general minus the sheriff. We're also approving several revenue funds.
All special revenue funds within Story County.
Just for clarification, you're approving all things general except for the sheriff, together with related special funds.
You got to quit stalking at some point.
I would propose, Commissioner McGuffey, that your motion would be to approve all budgets, all tentative budgets presented, except for the sheriff, including the remainder of the general fund and we'll call them related special funds.
Special revenue funds?
Special work, special funds, okay.
General and, except for the general and special funds, is that what you said?
Okay.
including?
Because I heard the word except, because I was writing it.
Except as the sheriff. We'll do the sheriff separately, because he's special.
But he's not a specialty fund.
General and
related special funds.
Okay.
Okay. This is getting kind of convoluted. Okay. So I'll make a motion to approve the filings for the 2018-19 Story County for Story County's all tentative budgets and the general and related special funds except for the sheriff's budget.
Works.
Good.
I'll second that motion.
Been moved and seconded to approve these funds. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries. All right. Mr. Gallagher. I think our last one is the sheriff's budget.
Thank you,
Mr. Chairman. If I may, Mr. Gallagher. Out of an abundance of caution and at the recommendation of our district attorney, I'm going to recuse myself from discussing or voting on the sheriff's budget as there remains outstanding litigation between Sheriff Andrew Tenoro and me. And so I'm going to join the audience.
Very good. Okay. Thank you, yeah, Commissioner Gallagher. All right, Mr. Gallagher.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The Sheriff's Department budget is expected to increase about a little over 11%, mainly attributed to the intended purchase of 5 patrol vehicles to replace existing vehicles, which probably have about 170,000 miles or more. And that is pretty much the $173,000 in appropriations for capital outlay is pretty much the sheriff's budget right now.
And because it goes into the general fund, the revenue from the BIA contract is not reflected. It's part of the general. So
BIA contract is part of the general fund, yes.
Okay. of the five vehicles, we don't pull that money out of equipment acquisition?
We can. That's an option for us, Mr. Chairman. That's kind of some of the options we've looked at in the past. To see where that's at, again, everybody will be asked to come back in and see if there can be some adjustments or whatever to their budgets, but that is the crux of the sheriff's budget at this point in time.
Okay.
And I think we've acknowledged that five is probably a correct number, no matter where the funding sources hopefully are, if we can pull it off, because we shaved this down last year for similar reasons. So they're,
I think it's about five cars a year anyway, isn't it?
Three, I think we only did two or three last year.
Well, either wear them out or wreck them, so.
Sure, shaking his head.
Jack, do you have any questions regarding this budget?
No.
Any public comment regarding the sheriff's budget? I have none either, so I'm going to get a motion to approve the sheriff's budget.
I'll make a motion to approve the filing of the 2018-2019 Sheriff's Department tentative budget to the Department of Taxation.
I'll second your motion. It's been moved and seconded to approve the sheriff's budget. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Very good. Okay. At this time, we're going to recess the Story County Board of County Commissioners and convene as the Story County Gaming Licensing Board.
I think the record might reflect too that neither the clerk nor I think the sheriff are 100% sure if we actually have a gaming license board, but we wanted the agenda to denote you are definitely dealing with a gaming license.
Right.
I can't talk about it. Okay.
Oh, nice, everyone. You want to speak into the microphone?
Okay. Yeah, item number 17. This is discussion and possible action. The first reading for a gaming license, Sartini Gaming, DBA Studio 6, Hotel and Recharge Bar, 795 USA Parkway, McCarran, Nevada. Business operations at 6595 South Jones, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89118. Applicant is Stephen Arcana. Sheriff.
As I indicated here, it's first reading of the license. We have gone ahead and issued them a temporary license. We've gone so far as to confirm that gaming has allowed the expansion of their license for that facility, so we just have to wrap up our stuff, but where gaming has already approved them, not likely that we're going to find anything that precludes them. So.
And, Sheriff, can you explain that a little bit for the record, how we've got the state gaming, and then we also issue a license in the county, and that's based on the fact that they have passed certain hurdles with the state gaming board before we would be issuing a temporary based on a background check through them?
Well, with gaming, nothing happens without gaming's approval.
Right.
Anybody who's been around Nevada for 5 minutes knows that gaming is God. This particular company has been licensed in the state for some time. They have several different locations that they are licensed at, but every time they change something, move something, Commissioner McBride wanted to put machines in the parking lot across the street, he'd have to go back to gaming for addition to his license. So that's what we have done so far, is verified that gaming has approved them for that location. They were approved by gaming to commence operations as of the 1st of March. They're just late getting their paperwork into us, so we're just cleaning up the process and playing catch-up.
Thank you.
Very good. Any public comment regarding the licensing? Any license? Hearing none. Since this is in a different portion of the county, does it necessitate me disclosing that I have a gaming license?
I think you can put it on there. That's one of the things that we've come up with today, is that there's certain things that cause you to abstain, and there's other situations that you can just put it on the record and still vote. I would say that based on the fact that you're talking about a different part of the county, the fact that you've disclosed your the fact that you've got the gaming license yourself, I think that that's all that needs to happen.
Okay. Very good. No public comment. Commissioners, if we can get a motion to approve the first reading.
I'll make a motion to approve the first reading for gaming license. Sartini Gaming, doing business at Studio 6 Hotel and Recharge Bar at 795 USA Parkway, McCarran, Nevada. Business operations 6595 South Jones, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89118. Applicant name is Stephen Arcady.
Motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
Been moved to second to approve the first reading. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Is there a gaming board?
Well, I think there we'll is. Work on that before the second reading.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so because it says so on the front page of the agenda.
Don't you worry. I'll look into it.
Says it right well, if you're looking for a vote from me, then sure. Yes.
Yes. Okay. It's unanimous. All right. At this time, we're going to go ahead and we will adjourn as the Story County Gaming License Board, and we will convene as the Story County Liquor License Board. This moves us on to item number 19, discussion of possible action. The second reading for on-sale liquor license, the applicant is Turk Kobel, managing member of Electric Avenue Hotel, DBA Studio 6 Recharge Bar, located at 795 USA Parkway, McCarran, Nevada, 89434.
On this, Mr. Cabell has met all the requirements. We found nothing that would preclude him from operating. We did issue a temporary shortly after the reading of the first reading, and they have had a soft opening, I guess you would call it, where they have been operating, and nothing has popped up on our radar since then. So. Nothing in the background that would preclude him, so we would recommend approval of the license.
Okay, and the gaming is within this bar, right? It's
inside. The gaming is within the bar, but it is a different entity.
Right. I got you. Okay. Is there any public comment regarding this on-sale liquor license? This is the second reading. Hearing none. Can you get a motion to approve this?
I'll make a motion to approve the second reading for on-sale liquor license applicant, Turk Kobel, managing member of Electric Avenue Hotel, doing business at Studio 6, Recharge Bar, located at 795 USA Parkway, McCarran, Nevada, 89434.
To be consistent, sorry, since we're working on consistency today, could everybody that has a liquor license just put it on the record before we vote on this?
Just get into that.
Well, I'm sorry.
You. Thanks for the reminder.
Yeah.
Okay. I have a motion, and I, too, hold a Story County liquor license. And my voting on this will have no effect upon this other licensee. Commissioner Gilman?
I'll make the same disclosure.
If he recused himself.
Not on this. He's backing.
Okay. I have a motion. Right. I have a second?
I have a second.
It's been moved to second.
Okay.
The second reading of the on-sale liquor license. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Motion carries unanimously. Thank you, Sheriff. All right, we're going to adjourn as the Story County Liquor Board and reconvene to the Story County Board of Commissioners. Next up is item 21, discussion of possible action. The second reading for general business license, applicant Turk Kobel, managing member of Electric Avenue Hotel, DBA Studio 6, Recharge Bar, located at 795 USA Parkway, McCarran, Nevada, 89434. Sheriff Antonoro.
Well, the last two agenda items have basically addressed this business. There's been nothing that precludes them, so I would recommend approval of the license so I don't have to go out there this afternoon and shut them down in time for the grand opening.
Yeah, that spoiled the party.
Very good. Any public comment regarding the second reading for the general business license for Studio 6 Recharge Bar? Hearing none, I get a motion to approve.
I'll motion to approve the second reading for the general business license applicant, Turk Kobel, managing member of Electric Avenue Hotel, doing business at Studio 6, Recharge Bar, located at 795 USA Parkway, McCarran, Nevada, 89434.
I'll second your motion.
And move in second to approve the second reading of the general business license for the recharge bar. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Sheriff. Up next, number 22, discussion of possible action. Second reading of ordinance number 18-283, an ordinance amending Story County Code Title 17 zoning, including Chapter 17.28C, commercial zone to restrict adult uses with a special use permit, and Chapter 17-10, definitions to amend definitions and add definitions for adult uses, including adult retail, adult bookstore, adult motion picture theater, uses and other properly related matters. In addition to provisions of the NRS, any person may complete and return to the Board of Planning Commission statement supporting or opposing the proposed amendments to the County Code zoning ordinance. Mr. Osborne.
All right. Thank you, Commissioners, Chairman. Austin Osborne for the record. This is second reading. I'll just pretty much simply say it's an ordinance that clarifies adult uses in the zoning ordinance and mostly pertains to the definition. There's really not a lot of change to the ordinance itself to what already exists, other than it does change in the commercial zone that retail use may have up to 20% instead of 5% behind a closed area of adult use. 5% was not necessarily seen as reasonable. Open to any questions. There is a change from first reading. It's on page 3. And in subsection 1728030LL, two words are removed and they're double striped. And right now it says adult retail, adult bookstore, and adult motion picture theater, and then it goes to say the adult retail use may not exceed 20% or 500 square feet, whichever is less in the building. The words adult retail is used out of there because really it should be all encompassing to be retail, bookstore, and motion picture theater.
Very good.
Happy to answer any questions.
I don't have any questions.
Any questions, Lance?
No questions.
Any questions from the audience? Okay. Is there a motion to approve?
No findings on this?
There are. When you're ready, I'll go ahead and read findings, and then I'll go ahead and read the ordinance as well, or the ordinance title.
All right. Get to reading.
Okay. I will read the ordinance title. It is Ordinance 18283, an ordinance amending Story County Code, Title 17 zoning, including Chapter 1728C commercial zone to restrict quote-unquote adult uses of a special use permit, and Chapter 1710 definitions to amend definitions and add definitions for adult uses, including quote-unquote adult retail, quote-unquote adult bookstore, and quote-unquote adult motion picture theater uses, and other properly related matters.
You can define it?
Yes. Okay, if you're ready, I'll
read
this
now. For the approval, yes.
Now, what you would be approving today does not conflict with the Nevada Revised Statutes, does not conflict with existing Title 17 Story County Zoning Ordinance, and is not in conflict with the 2016 Story County Master Plan.
I'm ready for a motion for approval.
Okay. In accordance with the recommendations by staff and the Planning Commission and the findings per Section 3.8, I believe. Is that correct?
There shouldn't be a 3.8.
Yeah. Okay.
If you just want to say the findings read by me a moment ago, okay. That would be okay.
Right.
Thank you.
I, Commissioner Jack McGuffey, motion to approve second reading of ordinance number 18-283, an ordinance amending Story County Code Title 17, zoning including Chapter 17.28C commercial zone to restrict adult uses with a special use permit and Chapter 17.10 definitions to amend definitions and add definitions for adult uses including adult retail, adult bookstore, and adult motion picture theater uses and other properly related matters.
The motion, do I have a second?
Second motion.
All right. And move to second to approve the second reading of Ordinance 18-284. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Thank you, Austin.
Thank you.
Next up is item number 24, discussion of possible action, approval of business license, second readings.
Thank you, Commissioners. On behalf of Community Development, we are recommending that you approve all items listed on your agenda, item A through item II inclusive.
Very good. 35 new licenses.
Yeah.
That's good. Any public comment regarding the reading of the second business license second readings? Hearing that, I get a motion to approve.
I'll make a motion to approve all items A through II.
Second your motion.
Moved and seconded to approve all items. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Moving along now to item number 25, public comment. Hearing no public comment, this meeting is adjourned.
Do you want to go?
Yeah.
Austin.